Snow is overspreading a big part of the northern plains and upper Midwest this morning as a deep upper-level low-pressure system in the western Great Lakes region slowly moves away from the region. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. It's been a long week of weather across Canada's prairies, and we've seen some adversity across a big part of our listening area, too. This morning, we have snow falling in a large part of the Dakotas and Minnesota. The accumulations have been mostly light, but there are definitely pockets of heavy snow that have occurred in the last 12 hours or so. Some of the snowfall, in fact, around Sharon, North Dakota, has reported nearly 9 inches. And we have many other areas in the interior eastern portions of North Dakota that had reported over 6 inches through the pre-dawn hours. In fact, a lot of that was last evening. We're waiting for updated snow depths to come in this morning. Outside of those greater amounts, we do see lighter totals out farther to the west, and moisture totals have been very light, a trace to a tenth of an inch on the heart of the Dakotas. Minnesota saw quite a bit of moisture yesterday, most of which was occurring as rain until late, and then we did see snow become more significant overnight. Looks like today we'll see the storm system continuing to organize, but farther to the east, and eventually it will pull out of the region. We expect to see a little bit of snow in the region through most of the day. The snow will end from west to east in the evening and overnight tonight. Tomorrow, we'll start pushing a surface high pressure center into the region that should stop all the precipitation, clear off the skies, and give us a few days of rest from all this adversity. The high pressure system will bring in a shot of cold air, too, but nothing too dramatic relative to what we've been seeing. With that said, though, that still leaves the door open for some temperatures to be in the upper teens and 20s for nighttime lows as we go forward through the next night or two. We will see the high pressure system giving us enough sunshine, though, that the afternoon temperatures will be a little bit better as time moves along. Now, we're going to start off with temperatures rather cool today with all the snow out there, and we'll expect to see the highs limited to the 30s for the most part. Tomorrow, though, we'll expect to see a little bit of a warm-up farther to the west, mostly west of the Missouri River. For those of us to the east, we're probably still going to have a couple of upper 20 and 30 degree readings for afternoon temperatures on Saturday. As we move into Sunday, we'll see a little bit more warming, but the high pressure system will still be in control. And because of that, we'll start off with a cool morning and we'll see the afternoon highs in the 30s for the most part. As we go into Sunday, though, I will say the temperatures will be warmer in the southeast part of South Dakota and southern Minnesota, where we'll be pushing up close to 50 degrees. We'll see that again on Monday. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.